Welcome to Uplift, Inspiring Stories to Uplift the World. I am Gemma Serenity Gorokoff, your host, and today we have Rod Jeter joining us. Rod Jeter is a creator, founder, and best-selling author of Why Be Angry. Welcome, Rod. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Gemma. So,
introduce yourself a little bit so that people know a little bit what is Why Be Angry, who you are, what is the backstory. That would be very interesting.
Okay, Gemma. So my name is Rod Jeter, and I help couples live in peace by showing them how to resolve seemingly insurmountable disagreements in just minutes. No fuss, no drama. Can I tell you how this all came about, Gemma?
Please, go ahead.
Okay. So, I always tell people my wife's a very wonderful person, and I was fortunate to meet her. But after being married for about 10 years, for some reason, I wanted a divorce. I just wasn't happy. I was probably going through a little depression. But my wife, being the person she is, she agreed to go to marriage counseling. So we went to marriage counseling, and the first 4 weeks, they were assessing us to see if we were suitable for counseling. You know, because if she was beating on me, then she needs her own therapy. Or if I'm an alcoholic, I need my own therapy. So on the fifth week, they told us that we would get another 8 to 12 weeks of counseling. Well, on the fifth week, Gemma, we got kicked out of counseling. Now, it was my fault because I was being stubborn. But nevertheless, we got kicked out. So a couple of days later, I was looking at my wife, my beautiful wife, and I said to myself, it's a shame that we didn't get the benefit of another 8 to 12 weeks of counseling. And I was like, Lord, if I'm going to stay in this relationship, I need to see some progress right now. So, Gemma, I started working on something to help other couples not go through what I felt like my wife and I had experienced. And as I was going through that, I realized I didn't really have any issues, real issues with my wife. Never caught her lying, never caught her cheating. And I always say I never caught her poisoning my food or anything like that. I just realized that if we were able to resolve our disagreements as they occurred, then I wouldn't be in the situation I was in at the time. We would communicate more. We'd understand each other better, and our bond would just grow tighter, and we'd just stay together forever. So I put together what I call couples coaching with instant results, because it's a game. And like most games, after a few minutes, the game is over. And so is whatever issue you had with your partner or your spouse. So instead of, Jimmy, you going to your husband and saying, I need to talk, we need to talk, and then having his wall go up, you can say, hey, honey, let's play Why Be Angry. It's a game. We're supposed to have a little fun. So from there, I was just amazed at how well it worked. That's why I thank God blessed me with it, because so far it's worked every time. So I sit down, I make sure people follow the rules. And when they follow the rules, it works every time. There's only three ground rules, Gemma. One is both people have to want to be in the relationship. You know, this is the kind of game where you can't win by yourself. The relationship has to win or you both lose. So if one of the people playing don't want the relationship to win, then they're not going to be encouraged to win the game. The second thing is, with this game, the couple agrees to talk about one issue, just one issue at a time. And whatever that issue is, they have to be honest about it. As you can imagine, if they are going to go to counseling and somebody's not going to be honest in counseling, then it's not going to be very fruitful there either. And the third thing, Gemma, is they have to be able to count to 14. Because on this game, you see, there, you may not be able to see it, but there are little numbers here, and they're just 14 steps. You just have to follow the 14 steps. Now, the 14 steps aren't natural because maybe for the last 20, 30, 40, 50 years, we've been resolving our disagreements the way, you know, however we're accustomed to, that hasn't worked. Well, this might have make us realize we need to do things in a little different order. The game provides a structure so that couples can communicate clearly, resolve disagreements quickly, and just stay together. It just works every time. I'm still amazed.
That sounds like a plan. Thank you for sharing that with us, because on Uplift Inspiring Stories to Uplift the World, we are really lightening up the spirit. And what your game is doing is lightening up the spirit. Is de-escalating mm-hmm. those angers or those disappointments that we can experience when we are in a relationship of basically any nature, if I really understand well the game. So I would suggest something for the audience. Why don't we role play those 14 steps as if we were a couple, we were really angry and really hard on each other, and let's pick a topic. I don't right. know. So, what topic would you choose?
So, Gemma, first let me say, the couple don't have to be having a knockdown, drag-out fight. They don't have to be screaming and yelling at each other and angry. You're supposed to do this so that you don't get angry. So okay. if we just have something we don't agree on, we don't see eye to eye on it, so instead of letting it fester or just sweeping it under the rug, let's just talk about it now and be done with it. So it helps us not get angry. Okay. Okay.
That's beautiful.
So we don't have to act like we're mad at each other. We can just maybe act like we don't understand each other.
That happens okay? more often.
Right.
Okay. So let's pick a topic of choice. What works best with your game?
So let's do something that everybody can probably understand. Us having a disagreement about whether we should buy a car or not. Okay? So the first step is that we agree to talk about buying this car that you want to buy. I don't want to buy one. Okay? So that's our disagreement. Now, you can pout about it for weeks or months, or you can just go out and buy your own car, then I'll be mad. Or we could just agree and try to come to an understanding. Okay? So the first step is we have to convert our issue into a yes or no question. Here it's going to be really easy. Should we buy a new car or should we buy another car?
Yes, or no.
No. Okay.
Okay. That is a yes or no question.
Right. You feel like the answer is yes. And for me, the answer is no. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, the next step, Gemma, is you have to write down all the details to support your yes position on this issue. And mm-hmm. I will write down all the details to support my no position.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. I do want to, if I can, Gemma, can I give you your ideas, your details? Because I've done this a lot of times. Use the same one. Okay. So let's say your first detail might be the car has broken down 3 times in the last 2 months.
Yeah.
That makes you want to buy a new car. The other one may be this car is ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a third one may be the car is 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now you may have 6 or 7 details to support your issue, but let's just, for the sake of time, just stick with those 3.
Okay, fine.
Now me, I'm going to have some reasons to support my no position. My first one might be, we can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we can't afford it. The second one might be, my dad gave me that car.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one might be, if there's trouble with this car, I can fix it. I don't have to take it to the shop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now let's say these are all the reasons. Now you really do want to write down all the reasons. It might be, I might have 6 or 7. You might have 8 or 9, however many you want to write them down so that we get them out.
Okay.
Once we get them out, we're able to see them and talk about it, because I can't do anything with what's in your head. And you can't do anything with what's in my head. And a lot of times in communication, in relationships, I think we assume the other person knows what we know.
Yeah, not always.
Right. So, and one of the reasons why I work the game out like this is I have the idea that if two reasonable people have the same data in their heads, they'll come mm-hmm. up with the same reasonable conclusion if mm-hmm. they are reasonably compatible. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So now you're going to take the three reasons you wrote down and you're going to rank them on a scale of 1 to 10.
Okay.
10 being most important. So let's say the car's broken down 3 times is your number 10.
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. And let's say the car being raggedy is a 9 for you, and it being 20 years old is a 6.
Yeah. Okay? It's less of a problem.
For me, my number one reason might be my dad gave me this car. I'm gonna make that a 9 for me. And okay. You know, we can't really afford a car, although I'd like to get you one. I just don't feel like we can afford it. So that's gonna be an 8 for me. Mm-hmm. And then I like the idea that this older car I can fix if it breaks down. I don't have to take it to the shop. So mm-hmm. that's gonna actually be I'll make that an 8.5.
Okay.
Okay. So now what we do is we take, so already we have agreed to focus on one issue. That means you're not going to be arguing with me about wanting a new car while I'm arguing with you about how you clean the house, if that's what our roles are. Okay. Because we're never going to settle if we're not focused on one issue. It's hard mm-hmm. to settle when we're not focused on one issue. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what was I about to say? I forget what I was about to say. Anyway.
So we have yes details. The car broke down 3 times in the last 2 months. And that is, to me, in that role play, to me, that is a 10. That is very, very bad. It scares the hell out of me. I don't know how to handle that.
Okay. So, but first, you don't get to talk about your problem yet, right?
Okay.
According to the game. Okay. According to the game, we take your 3 cards and we take my 3 cards and we put them together.
Okay.
And we stack them in order of importance. Mm-hmm. I have an 8, an 8.5, and a 9. You have a 10, a 9, and an 8. So your mm-hmm. 10 is going to be on top. I mean, you have a 10, a 9, and a 6. Mm-hmm. So your 10 is going to be on top of the stack. So in this situation, you are going to go first. Now, I don't think you can see what the card looks like, but this is what the card looks like.
It's one detail. I am playing AB. Okay, right. What you're saying to me
so
is...
You wrote the detail there in step 1. Yes. And then in step 3, you said how relevant it is. Okay?
Yeah.
So now all the details on this side of the paper, you're going to handle. All the steps, I mean. All the steps on the back side, I'm going to do. Okay? Mm. So 1, 2, 3, 9, 10 is yours. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 is mine. And some mm-hmm. other ones. Okay. So, and we're skipping number 2 because it just says who's player A and who's player B, which doesn't really matter right now. So you're first, you take the card that you wrote and you tell me what you wrote and how important it is to you.
Okay. So I wrote that the car broke down 3 times in the last 2 months and it scared the hell out of me. And it still does. I do not feel safe in that car.
Okay, so this spot is not very large. This mm-hmm. is kind of a small spot, and that's on purpose. I don't want you to say a lot. I just want you to say a little. Like, this car is broken down, just the facts.
Facts, 3 times in the last 2 months.
Yeah, if possible, just the facts. You don't have to always be the facts, but when you can, just do the facts. Like you said, this car is broken down 3 times in the last 2 months. And that's 10 to you, right? Now, step 4 is on the other side. That's for me to do. So you're going to hand the card to me.
Oh, okay.
Now, steps 4 and 5, Gemma, are the most important steps in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I have to repeat back to you what I believe you mean in my own words for step 4. And step 5, I follow that with, is that right? To make sure my understanding is correct. Mm-hmm. When I do this, what it does is it allows you to feel heard. And when I respond to you later, I can respond to what you really mean, not something I thought you meant, based on what my life has shown me. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to say, and I like to start with, so what you're saying to me is, so what you're saying to me is, this car's broken down 3 times in the last 2 months, so maybe you don't feel safe. Is that right?
Yes, it is right. It happened.
Okay. So we're through steps 4 and 5. Step 6 says this detail is or is not true. Okay. So I have to say whether it's true or not. Because sometimes what you think might be true isn't the same thing, you know, that I think is true. I might think it's false,
mm-hmm.
especially if we're just talking about facts. So like you might think the car having a flat tire might be one of the 3 times it's broken down. And I'm like, I might say to myself, no, that doesn't count. You could get a flat tire on a new car, you know, if you run over a nail. So I might disagree with you on that. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Now, as you can imagine, Gemma, it is hard for two people to resolve an issue if they don't agree on the details of the issue. That's why it's important for us to agree on whether this detail is true or not. Because it might make you say, okay, it's not so bad. One day I had this couple, their issue was, should we hire a landscaper? And one of the ladies, her issue was, the neighbors are starting to talk. Well, the guy said, this detail is not true. And then later when they talked about it, he said, who's talking? She said, well, Jonathan is. And who else? And it was she had to say, okay, I guess everybody isn't. It's just John, just one guy is starting to talk. So she had to realize it wasn't as bad as she thought it was, which helped them come to an agreement. Okay?
Yes.
So I'm going to say it's broken down 3 times we said it's broken down 3 times in the last 2 months. You said yes. And I'm going to say this detail is true. The next step, step 7, I have to say how relevant that is to me. That it's broken down 3 times in the last 2 months and you don't feel safe or you don't, you know. So I'm going to say, you know what? I wasn't really thinking about it that way. I'm just going to. So it's a 10 to me that you feel that way.
Oh, step. Okay. Suddenly, I'm important to you. Okay.
Right. Well, you was important to me before, but there was just a little misunderstanding there.
Mm-hmm.
Because whenever you want a new car, you tried to tell me out of frustration all the time. And I had to defend myself because I'm not a rich man. I can't buy a new car. So I had to, you understand? So we're not working together. Here, with this game, remember, this is the kind of game where you can't win by yourself. The relationship has to win or you both lose. Here, we're on the same team. Here, the issue is the problem, not you or me. We're working together to solve the issue. So we're on the same team. So step 8, I'm going to write a response to you saying the car's broken down 3 times in the last 2 months. And I'm going to keep it short. Oh, here's the thing. The other reason why you had to keep it short is because the very next step, I need to repeat back to you what I believe you said. Right? And if you say a lot of stuff, it's going to be hard for me to repeat it all back. Right? So we just take little steps and stay focused because right now we're focusing on just one detail of the one issue we're focusing on. So we've drilled down to one detail. And now we're making sure we both understand every word that each other says.
Okay.
So I'm going to write first. And what that does, it slows the communication down when we're writing.
Mm-hmm.
It gives me a chance to think about what I'm going to say. It stops me from coming back with some quick emotional response that raises both our tempers. Okay. So I'm going to write something first. So when I'm coaching people, I have to tell them, no, write it first. Because as they're writing, they get to think, and the other person gets to think. It slows it down a little bit. So now I have to tell you what I said. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say, I didn't realize that the car breaking down so much caused you to worry about your safety. It wasn't a big deal for me because I just figured as long as I fix it, you know, we go. But now I see how you might be worried whether the car is going to start when it's time for you to come home or go to work or whatever. I understand now. So, okay. Now steps 9 and 10 are on your side. Steps 9 and 10 are just like steps 4 and 5. Here, you have to repeat back to me what you believe I mean in your own words and follow that with, is that right?
Okay. So what you just validated with me is that, first of all, one of the three
times. Wait. To me, it's important for you to say, so what you're saying to me is. Because what's going to happen, Gemma, is once we've played the game a few times, we don't have to sit down and play the game anymore. We're walking around the house, and I say to you, dang, let's say you're taking care of the kids. Say, dang, babe, why is the baby diaper again dirty again? And if you say, so what you're saying to me is, it'll put me in the mind that we're playing the game. And that's the problem, not you. So whenever I say, so what you're saying to me is, it keeps us in the mind that we're not enemies. We're not on opposite sides. We're working together to resolve something. You're just trying to understand what I mean. Okay?
It's a great communication tip.
Yeah. So what I said to you was, I think I said, I didn't realize that the car breaking down so much had made you concerned about your safety.
Absolutely.
Okay. So now you just have to repeat back to me what you, steps 9 and 10, what you believe I mean in your own words.
Okay. So I believe, so what you are saying to me is that you were not aware that this car breaking up 3 times in 2 months made me very scared and with a real concern for my safety. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay.
Absolutely. So I've confirmed that it's right. So now this takes us through step 10. Step 11 is right here, just a little checkbox, focus, discussion, debate. Now we talk about it because, you know, you said a couple of short words. I should have said a couple of short words. We both understand each other. Now we can have a little longer conversation. So
I would start to tell you. So when I was driving on the 202 and suddenly I was trying to accelerate, the car suddenly started to move and to jerk, and I didn't know what to do, and there was all those cars around and I didn't know, and I was so scared. And this is where I would actually participate and be emotionally involved, lay down my emotions so that you may better understand what I went through and why I was so scared.
Yes, but ironically, I always ask couples when they're finished, why after so many years were you able to resolve this in just a few minutes? And they say playing the game seems to remove the emotions. So all that stuff you just did, you're probably not going to do. And which means I'm probably not going to have to feel like I have to defend myself about anything you might say. You're just going to say, man, I was going down the freeway and I was, you know, the car wouldn't stop, you know. Anyway, I might not feel attacked. Yeah. So, this is where I'm going to say, honey, I'm sorry. I didn't you know, I wasn't thinking about that. I thought as long as I can fix the car, it, you know, we'd be good and you keep moving. You know, I always come and get you, right? So I didn't realize it was that big a deal to you. It doesn't matter to me, but now I see it. Now I see it matters to you. And I am concerned about your safety too. I don't want mm-hmm. somebody else to come and get you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. So you're going to say you do need to get out all your piece about the car breaking down. If there's anything else you need to say about that, you can say it. And I'm going to say anything I need to say so that we have full disclosure so that it all gets out. So there's nothing being swept under the rug. Yeah, it's better to say it now when we're both calm. Uh-huh. Right. And I'm listening to you. Yeah. Now's the time to say it when you have my ear, not when I'm okay. Like, oh, what's she talking about now?
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So if you're done, it's okay. I don't have anything else to say.
Okay. You fine. Done? So yeah, let's I expressed, I told you how it happened, what happened, and these are okay. the facts.
Right. And I recognize that. So that was step 11. Step 12 is on my side. Step 12 is where I respond. I share, I'm going to write down first what I took from this interaction about this card. Okay. Anything I might have learned, anything that makes me feel better to help us move forward, I'm going to write it here. Mm. So, and ideally, and it says it on the card, I'll start by saying, I feel better because. So I'm going to write it right here. I'm going to say it. I mean, I'm going to write it first. So, and then I'm going to tell you what I wrote. So now I'm going to say, so I feel better because now I understand why my wife wants a new car. I understand it now. Okay. And now step 13 is just like step 12. You have to say what you took from this interaction. And ideally, you'll start with, I feel better because.
I feel better because. No,
you have to write. You have to write it first.
I feel better because I feel acknowledged.
Okay. So.
I wrote it down.
Yeah. Just so I'm clear, after I go, I'm in step 12. So I'm going to write, then I'm going to talk. And then once you hear me, then you're going to write, and then you're going to talk in step 13. Okay. We write first. It slows down, gives you a chance to think, and maybe appreciate what I just said.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So that's it. Now, step 14.
The last step.
Ah, shoot. It's right here. It says, was there any
progress on this detail? Yes or no?
Right. Was there any progress on this one detail? There are six details of this issue. This issue is made up of six details. Was there any progress of this detail? And we have to agree, yes or no?
Yes, definitely. I heard and you felt that now you have new data that you didn't have before this conversation.
Right. I can't tell you how many times, Gemma, when that ladies say, I feel heard for their step. Okay. So, and let me do a sidetrack. Two weekends ago, I helped a couple resolve nine issues in one day. Okay. And after we had resolved the fourth issue, the lady says, I don't understand. I'm not saying anything different than I've said 100 times before. So, but when they play the game, for some reason, they actually hear each other. Now, I told the lady, I said, well, you know, probably if you're telling him the 100th time, you probably are not saying it as calmly as you did the first and second time. So you're probably saying it with a little frustration. He's probably hearing it and throwing up his wall of protection. And if you're telling him the 100th time, even though he may need to be told that, he might feel nagged because you're telling him again, So this is just so much different, because now he's said, okay, let's talk about it. You didn't just start telling him about it. He agreed to talk. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now the second part of step 14 is, did we win the game?
Okay. Yes or no? That's a beautiful question. Did we win the game? That right. comes back to what you were saying at the introduction. With a relationship, is that still going on? Or if anybody feels not, that means that we both lost. So did we win the game or did we not win the game? It's not right. a win-lose. It's right. a together do we resolve.
It's not me or you. Yes, right. That's so right. Was there enough progress on this one card to settle the issue? Oh, yeah, I forgot. I agreed to buy. We can go buy a new car. Mm-hmm. Okay, because I didn't realize the stress you were under before. So we did agree to buy a new car. I forgot that. So did we win the game? If we won the game, then we can stop right here. And the conversation is, for the most part, over. Most people, the vast majority of couples, settle on the first card, because we're talking about the big detail of this issue, the most important point of this issue. You didn't say something really small, like you had a flat tire, and I came back with something else. And then you come back with another bigger issue, and then I come back with that. We're talking about the biggest thing first. I heard you, and we settled on that. So the game is over. But what we have to do still is there are still five other cards. You yes. had two more cards, and I had three cards. So now mm-hmm. what we're going to do is we're going to take the card, whosoever it is. Like, I'm going to tell you, my dad bought me this car, and to me, that's a 9. Just for mm-hmm. full disclosure, just get everything mm-hmm. out so nothing is swept under the rug. And mm-hmm. and I think this is the reason why when I call back to ask players, hey, how is it going? 6 months later, everything is still fine, because they got everything out. Okay? They didn't mm-hmm. they didn't hold anything in, and then tomorrow, you know, honey, one other thing. And the guy's going, oh my God, here we go.
I do that all the time.
Okay.
I will come back the next day. I thought about it. No, listen.
Okay. So that was the one thing. The other thing was, I like this. I don't want to buy a new car because I can fix this car. A new car I won't be able to fix. We'll have to take it to the shop. But that's an 8.5 to me. And then the last one was, I don't think we can really afford a new car. But now that I understand how you feel unsafe, we'll figure it out. And that's an 8 to me. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now mm-hmm. you have your 2, which was
ugly car and 20 years old. Okay. So at what point do I, in that game, do I acknowledge and I come up even with a solution, thinking, okay, as for you, it's the cars that you received by your dad and you believe you can keep on fixing it. Why don't you add a new car for me to drive and sometimes for you if you need it? But basically, you do not get rid of that car that is so dear to your life. At yep. what point would you bring that as a solution in that specific role play?
That's a good question, Gemma. We would have covered that in step 10. Then the focus discussion debate.
Okay.
When we were talking this back and forth, you would have said, well, honey, you can keep your car, keep that car. And I just need a new car. So I can say
it. Just drive it and everybody's happy.
That's what we would have talked about it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Great.
And basically that's it. When I'm coaching couple, like, these steps, they're easy. They are numbered, but even though they are there, I do find myself trying to, when I'm coaching couples, I have to keep them on track sometimes because it's not natural. So what I do is I teach people how to play the game well. So sometimes, like, you might say the car's broken down 3 times in the last 2 months, and that's a 10 to me. Well, what do you mean broke down? Flat tire isn't the same as broke down. Now I just jumped to step eight instead of doing step four. So okay, sometimes
to acknowledge and to really like validate. Right. See, so sometimes true for oneself or not.
Right. So sometimes I have to tell a player, wait, we're just on step four. You're doing step eight right now. So I have to keep them in track because they're just not used to that. And what I really like it is when the couple, when they sometimes have to do more than one card, one of the players are able to say, no, no, we're not there yet. We're just on step four, you know, because they're learning. Okay.
That's great. Awesome. Well, Rod, I think it is an amazing contribution to society and to couple relationship and beyond couple to partner relationship. Mm-hmm. Because that is also true when you are two partners in a work environment and you have to debate what is important and what has most importance. Shall we actually move those employees in the same office? Yes, but no, but what I know is not what you know. So how right. do we resolve yeah. that? And actually you can use that same slow motion, acknowledgement of each other, discovering and collecting of new data, meaning the other person's perspective, for real, not with anger.
Right. So,
so that we can dissolve the thing.
I just want to be clear, though. When I first started working with this, I was stuck for about, a month. Okay, there you are.
Okay.
Sorry, that was me, it looks like.
So you were stuck for about a month.
Yeah, trying to make this work for all situations. And I said, you know what? Let me just focus on romantic relationships. So that's why, that's where I ended up at. But I have coached moms and kids. So we'll work with a mom and a kid. It's just that the kid needs to be mature enough to play the game. A 30-year-old lady is not going to be able to play the game with a 14-year-old son and try to convince him of why he can't stay out all night. He's just not mature enough to get that. Or 5-year-old kid. You can't eat.
Okay, I will have to edit it.
Okay, I'm here. I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know either. I will have to probably edit those parts just at the end. Even usually I don't, but I will probably do it because it was a good thing. So let's read that. Let's wrap it up, and I'm just going to cut from where it stuck. Okay, so let's start over at where I was stuck for about 10 months so that I can then connect. If it's possible, it may not be because you are stuck again. My God.
I have no idea what's going on.
I don't know either.
I've got a good signal. Mm-hmm. Okay. So for.
Yeah, it doesn't work anymore. I'm sorry. So what I'm going to do is to wrap it up and just cut short at the end. I don't know why it keeps on sticking. I'm just going to wrap it up and to thank you. And somehow there is not everything because of technology. But we have the game. The game worked. Have your intro and the intro worked.
Huh?
We have the intro, we have the game.
I'm gonna say it one more time.
We have the intro, we have the game. I will have to work on the recording to cut and wrap it up.
Okay. So, anyway, if people want to find me or see yeah. some examples of this, they can go to whybeangry.net.
Whybeangry.net. Okay. I'm going to make sure to put a banner with that. It's not .com, it's whybeangry.net. Done. Voila.
Oh, so that is whybeangry.com or the words whybeangry.net. So that right there, whybeangry.com. So this is what happened. I had a hard time when I try to tell people whybeangry.com. I have to say the letter Y, the letter B, and the word angry all together. So, but when I say whybeangry.net, I don't have to say any of that.
Okay. Hey, it works. Oh, .com, still .com, and .net works too. Okay, so basically both work.
Yeah. The whybeangry.net is forwarded to it's forwarded to the whybeangry.com.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
That's good. Thank you. Thank you so much, Rod. Thank you for bringing us that game.
Gemma, I do want to say, if they go to my website, there's a link. If they click on the link, for 3 free tips, I would send them a video of 3 free tips of how to resolve their disagreements without arguing.
Indeed. Yeah.
Okay.
I will make sure to put that in the description.
Okay.
Thank you, Rod. Thank you so much for being here, for bringing us that game. It's a true blessing for relationships.
I think so. Thank you, Gemma.
Thank you.
All right.